as a strange floating sensation coiled through Diane Keller's body. She instinctively tensed the muscles of her stomach, and for reasons that currently escaped her, a high-pitched giggle left her throat like a bubble breaking the surface of a pond. Elvis was singing Blue Suede Shoes on the crackling radio, and bizarrely, her little sister Charlotte's face popped into her mind. She briefly squeezed her eyes shut, trying to find the source of a melodic tinkling, a sound like a fine mist of snowfall against a frozen windowpane. A hand through wind chimes, something tugged at her mind, something urgent, but it could wait. Diane had all the time in the world. She knew it like she knew her own reflection. Fading tangerine sunlight reached through the windows and splayed against the avocado green dashboard of Trevor's old Plymouth Duster. The evening was hot, and the skin of Diane's legs stuck to the faded ripples of the vinyl seat. The irritable vibrations of the steering wheel through her fingertips had stopped, sending a brief but peaceful blanket of calm through the car's noisy interior. Mulholland Drive stretched out endlessly before her, and she gazed through the lush tree line to the Los Angeles Valley below, the rise of Catalina Island and the infinite blue sea in the distance. A swell of electric warmth stole across her skin as Trevor's strong but comforting hand tightened against her shoulder. She turned from the road to look at him, grinning. His brows were raised nearly to his hairline, and his mouth hung open. Diane tilted her head slightly, confused. He looked upset? More than that. Her stomach somersaulted as she saw the color slowly draining from his ruddy cheeks. Furrowing her brows, she looked into the rearview mirror. Austin had one arm around Victoria. Oddly, Victoria's eyes were pinched shut, her face buried in Austin's chest. His other hand clutched the top of the front seat back, the skin of his knuckles blanched white. The cords of his neck stood out in harsh relief. Diane shook her head slightly, as if to clear the unexpected image. A cold ringing filled her ears. As she turned back to face the road, gold and ruby lights scattered suddenly around her, a beautiful kaleidoscope. The fragrance of salt water and night-blooming jasmine carrying over the light breeze through the open windows was interrupted by the sharp industrial edge of gasoline and exhaust. The floating sensation pulled harder at her core, like those thrilling weightless moments just after cresting the top of a roller coaster. Her heart fluttered like a hummingbird. She regarded the road before her with a distant curiosity, then horror dawning over her. It finally clicked into place. The feeling that had been needling at her. The horizon was upside down. Her throat constricted to a pinhole as time stretched and pulled like taffy. A thick white void pooled in her mind before being replaced by a cascade of images, flickering and flashing, a film reel spinning out wildly. How had she gotten here? She remembered the sand and the sea, the breeze through her hair. Trevor, his wicked grin, his piercing green eyes, his haughty laugh. The hot feel of his mouth pressed hard against hers. The crunching of gravel under the tires as they pulled up to Doc Weiler Beach after work. Diane had intended on staying late at the agency, but Trevor had shown up and flashed his winning smile. She hadn't stood a chance. The doors of the Duster shut behind them, the long stretch of sand opening up ahead. Thursday night, the beach was empty. Everyone else was still at work or stuck in traffic. They had the place to themselves.
"Nice one, Trev," said Austin, grinning. "I thought this place would be packed."
He held Victoria's hand as she interlocked her other arm with Diane's. Victoria closed her eyes and inhaled deeply, her long auburn hair whipping in the wind.
"I told you, dude, you've got to trust me,"